You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. As we continue stories on this day of homelessness, let's focus on Amador County, which is responding to its own homeless crisis in the foothills. And the stories about homelessness in rural parts of California can be different from the urban areas. On the phone with us is Leslie Mace. She's executive director of the Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency Homeless Shelter. Hi, Leslie. Glad to have you on Insight today.
Good morning, Beth. Happy to be here.
What are some of the challenges for the homeless community in Amador County compared to a more urban setting like Sacramento?
I think there's lack of housing opportunities, low-income housing, lack of jobs, and there's not as many. I would say it's pretty much the same types of issues that bigger communities are having. There's just not enough low-income housing to refer people to. You know, that's one of our biggest problems here at the shelter. I have everyone here at the shelter working, and I can't find housing for them.
Can you add to some of what I was just talking with Chris Nichols about, which is the perception that people who are homeless come from somewhere else, not their only their own community, or that somehow it's a choice to live the way they do? Can you refute those myths?
Yes, most of the majority of the people that I have at my shelter right now are here because of loss of income, domestic violence, family breakup, a death in the family. And there are people that, you know, because of those situations, end up on the street and kind of get lost out there. They have traumatic events where they have a hard time making the right choices. And so, you know, those are, you know, some of the issues. And I was hearing Chris say that, well, there's some people that do choose to be homeless, but that's a very small percentage. And I think, you know, just getting out there and hitting the streets and giving the resources to the people, you know, not only in our community and organizations, but, of course, the homeless people, and bringing the services to them so that we can, you know, help them and let them know where to go.
Tell me about meeting veterans who are homeless and how that's been in Amador County. How often do you meet people with that background?
We do have Victory Village here in Amador County that works with veterans, and our main office, ADCA, Amador Tuolumne Action Agency, we do have a veterans services program there. So the veterans population for homelessness, it is an issue, but it's not the majority of our homeless people here in Amador County.
I think I'd like to know more about the specific numbers. So talk about your shelter and the size of the homeless population in the county.
Well, every year I do a point in time, and that is we have 24 hours, and this is through HUD, so they can get a picture of how many homeless are in our area, you know, to help with funding. And we get a group together of volunteers, and we go out in a 24-hour period and find homeless people. And in Amador County, in a 24-hour period, we found 148 homeless people, which is a huge amount. In our county, we have 40,000 people. Mm-hmm. And so that's just in one day, that's a huge amount.
How does the shelter work then for people who might be just coming in for the first time?
Our shelter, it's a historical Victorian house in Jackson. It's in a residential area. We're not the type of shelter where people line up at the door. We have families here and children. We have about 24 to 26 beds. People have to call me and do a phone screening, and if we have availability, then we take them. And our shelter, we have financial literacy classes, nutrition classes. We have a full kitchen. People can cook their own meals here. You know, we do help people with first month's rent and deposit or a couple months' rent to help them get into housing, you know, if we know that they're going to be self-sufficient. So the problem is that Because people can't find housing, I can't rotate people out and get new people in, and the people that are here are having to stay here for a long time because of housing issues.
So you turned away more than twice as many people as you were able to help last year, correct?
Correct. I turn away anywhere from 15 to 25 people a month. In the past 5 years that I have been, 5 or 6 years that I've been working here, our shelter has had 729 people come through the shelter, and hopefully, you know, we've placed those people in housing or they've reunited with their families.
I'm talking with Leslie Mace, Executive Director of the Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency Homeless Shelter, which is in Jackson. Can we focus specifically on students, on kids for a moment, Leslie? You do have something called the Homeless Student Fund. And how is your help directed at young people?
The Homeless Student Fund was created by Jess Shaw and Michelle through Amador High School, and they started this about 2 years ago. That money is used, our grants are used to run the shelter and help with rent for people. And, you know, there's not money to provide books, clothes, hygiene, and things like that for school. So that money is used for our children here at the shelter. When I have families come in, a lot of times their stuff is in storage, or they lose their clothing, or they don't have clothing for their children to get them into school. It's mandatory that all the kids in the shelter go to school. So with that money, I'm able to take them shopping, take the kids to the store, get clothes, get hygiene stuff, get the things they need for school, books, school supplies, and things like that. So it's definitely needed for the kids here.
When you say the word needed, I wonder, short of delivering a lot of homes to the area, and you're right, homes and housing are needed everywhere, what could help? Is there a specific ask that you want to give to the community?
Well, our shelter, we do get a lot of support from the churches and the local communities that do help our shelter out a lot as far as the people here and the kids, but we need housing. We need more shelters. You know, we need people to get into a place and able to transition out and get the comfort that they need of, you know, working and being a part of a safe environment like our shelter and learning, you know, skills and just feeling more comfortable about getting out there. We absolutely need more shelters and more housing to place people in. And I don't know how to do that. It's just a huge, you know, huge topic. And I'm hoping that, you know, we come up with some solutions for building or people to donate, you know, homes for those types of situations.
Well, Leslie, we'll post a link to the ATCAA so that people can see the services, see what options are there. Someone listening might think that there's a way to connect, and we'll try to make that happen if we can.
Thank you very much, and thank you for doing this broadcast. I think it's very important.
We appreciate your time, Leslie. Good luck in the mission up there.
Thank you very much.
That is Leslie Mace, and she is executive director again of the Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency Homeless Shelter. You can find that link at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.